Democrats and their wardrobes have become a bit of a thing at the Democratic National Convention. It's not just the stylistic choices being made by the woman at the top of the ticket. Seems like Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is setting his own trend, as Barack Obama joked the other night.
You can tell those flannel shirts he wears don't come from some political consultant. They come from his closet. And they have been through some stuff.
To unpack what difference their attire is making in politics, we've called the Washington Post fashion critic Rachel Teshjian. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for being on the program. So there's that saying, dress for the job you want, not the one you have. How much does that apply to Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Walz?
Well, I think what is really interesting that we're seeing here is that for the first time, we have politicians who are really eager to talk about at least what one of their candidates is wearing. And it's been fascinating to see over the past couple of nights the way that different Democrats have foregrounded Tim Walz's sort of workwear wardrobe as something that makes him very relatable or accessible. So, you know, as you just mentioned, Barack Obama talking about Tim Walz's very authentic wardrobe of flannel shirts. Or last night we had Senator Amy Klobuchar calling Governor Walz the dad in plaid. And it's interesting to contrast this because, you know, as we had in 2016 with Hillary Clinton, we once again have a woman at the top of the Democratic ticket. And there is, I think, a lot of anxiety around how much do we discuss what she is wearing. And I would imagine some anxiety on her part as to how to handle that question of her appearance. I think what we've seen so far with her is a desire for consistency. You know, we always see her in a very similar kind of cut of pantsuit. They may come in different colors, but that sort of similar silhouette creates the idea of a uniform that I think is helpful for people to sort of pay less attention to her clothes,
well,
even as we're taking in her visual appearance.
I want to ask you, though, because women, no matter if we talk about it or we don't talk about it, they're scrutinized differently for what they wear, right? And so it feels sexist even asking this, but how much does it matter what Vice President Kamala Harris will wear tonight?
Well, I mean, I think clothing is a possibility for her to tell a story about self-presentation, right? And I think that that's true, too, of Governor Walz. I don't think that, you know, we're isolating her and asking her to tell a specific story about clothing that we don't necessarily ask of Governor Walz or any other male candidate. You know, I think, for example, we see her wearing these suits because you can tell that that is what makes her feel comfortable and confident. And I think that that's true of any politician, regardless of their gender.
Yeah. Now, beyond the top of the ticket there, Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, were there any other big fashion moments at the convention so far that stood out to you?
I would say the biggest moment has been Michelle Obama, who, of course, has always been, you know, admired for her clothing.
Fashion icon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, that pantsuit that she wore was quite interesting. It had a very unusual wrap at the neckline. It was belted and it was a cropped pair of pants. And it's by an American designer called Mons. And Michelle Obama has always been, you know, very serious about promoting American designers, especially smaller and independent designers.
We'll have to leave it there. That's Rachel Teshjian, a fashion critic for The Washington Post.